Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It was a quirky thing a few years ago when someone showed up near your office with a food truck a day or two a week. Then there were more of them, and food truck roundups happened, and now 7Days has the Food Truck Finder. Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7Days. She's here to tell us all about the Finder. Hannah, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not making this up, right? Food trucks are a really big thing in Vermont right now.
Oh, my goodness. I would say that's maybe even an understatement. I mean, they are everywhere. You can get coffee in the morning. You can get dinner. You can get late night food on Church Street. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I get probably 5 emails a week at least from new trucks that are looking to be added to this Finder, and new people saying, hey, there's a new truck in my town. And half the time you can't even find them on the internet. I mean, they're just really everywhere.
Well, I have a place to find them now on the internet.
Yeah.
So where will people find the Food Truck Finder, and what will they find there?
So the Food Truck Finder is on our Bite Club, 7Days Bite Club blog. It's just sort of, you go to the homepage, you go to food and drink. It's about halfway down the page. And you should be able to see it. It's got some bright pink and yellow colors on it. And they will find listings for food trucks as close to statewide as we possibly can. The issue is that we're really only as good as the information the food trucks give us. So if you're a food truck out there, send us your stuff if you want to get on there, because I really don't have time to chase everybody down to add everybody. But, you know, there's listings in Dorset. There's listings. There's a ton in Burlington. There's a bunch in the Montpelier Plainfield area. There's probably at least half dozen throughout the kingdom. I mean, really everywhere.
And it's listed by day. So if you know what day it is, you click on a day and you can see what truck is where. How extensive is the Finder gastronomically?
Well, it's as extensive as the food trucks are. So there's a lot of these sort of, you know, you can get Michigans and hot dogs and burgers and creamies kind of places. But then, you know, there's Thai restaurants, there's kind of new American fusion kind of places. There's lots and lots and lots of barbecue. I'd say there's probably like at least 10 barbecue trucks on there. All over the state.
You can never have too much
everywhere.
Barbecue.
Yeah. I mean, again, coffee you can get at Shea Mommy in Plainfield. That's Ariel Zivon's new truck. And she does breakfast food and breakfast sandwiches. If you can imagine it, they can put it on a food truck.
Well, how about something out of the ordinary as far as a food truck?
Sure. The Green Mountain Nutrition and Smoothie Truck is a new one this year, and they make regular stops in Berlin at Snap Fitness, in Milton, also at Snap Fitness, and at Burton, the flagship store in South Burlington. So that's kind of a totally unusual, different one. There's the Yak It To Me truck, which you'll find at the Waitsfields Roundup on the River, which is Wednesday nights. They serve all Vermont-grown yak, so you can get kebabs and yak burgers and yak. If you can yak it, they can hack it for you. So in Queechy, you'll find Chef Brad's Crazy Side, which is this old school bus that used to park on Damon Road in Heartland. And now it is at the Fat Hat Corner in Queechy, like right kind of where Queechy Main splits off of Route 4. You can get crab cakes and burgers, tacos, all sorts of stuff, but it's kind of a fun scene. It's sort of islandy feeling, and he's got this lady working for him who is just a firecracker. She's absolutely wonderful. The broccoli bar. I could go on and on and on. Green Mountain Farm to School has the lunchbox food truck that has 3 stops in the Northeast Kingdom on weekdays for lunches, and kids can go there. Anyone under 18 can go get a lunch for free. And it's healthy, nutritious, farm fresh. And then there's a small charge for adults. So that one I think is pretty cool too.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan, a food writer for 7Days. We're talking about the Food Truck Finder. Hannah, is there a spot outside of Burlington where a Vermonter could have a food truck adventure?
You could go to Johnson for Tuesday Night Live. They have Caja Madera, which is tacos, Papa Gyros, which is Greek kind of gyros and, you know, lamb gyros and falafel and Greek salads, and then Miso Hungry, which is one of my very favorite food trucks, which serves like legit Japanese ramen. The lady Momo there is from Japan, and her and her husband started this truck a couple years ago. Usually you'll find them at J Peak in the winter, but they're in Johnson on Tuesdays. You can go to Art on Park in Stowe. Virgin's now has two food trucks, a barbecue truck and kind of a, again, like a hot dogs and burgers and creamies kind of truck.
Okay, how about some wild offerings?
Let's see. In Burlington, a new one this season is Matate Poutine. So you can get poutine in all different kinds of shapes and sizes and colors. There's also in Burlington on Church Street, there's the Shinjuku Station Sushi Cart, where you can get fresh sushi. Jamaican Supreme, of course, in Burlington serves, you know, Jamaican jerk style food, really beautiful rice and beans and jerk chicken. It goes on and on. Burke's Barbecue in Williston is another new barbecue truck. So
are there any food trucks that are along the highways and byways of Vermont that are worth pulling over for?
I would say that most of them are worth, if you're hungry, you might as well just pull over and try it because it's going to cost you $5 or $6 and you're not probably going to regret it. The Vermont Foodie Stand on Route 5 in Lindenville, that's kind of just as you pull into town if you're driving north on Route 5. And in Randolph, you'll get Vermont Maple Barbecue, which has won a whole bunch of different awards. Willie's Barbecue in Benson off of 22A. I mean, there's a taco truck along 22A that I still am kind of waiting on. Hey, taco truck on 22A, send me your info. I'm still kind of waiting to gather a little bit more info on them before I add them, but...
How does a truck get listed on the 7 Days Food Truck Finder?
So you can email us, foodtrucks@7daysvt.com. That's the word 7 spelled out, days with an S, vt.com, food trucks. Or there, if you go onto the internet and you look at the Food Truck Finder, at the very bottom of the Food Truck Finder, there's a little link that says, would you like to be added? Are you a food truck? And you can fill out the form. Or you can email me, hannah@7daysvt.com.
You are doing a very, very good thing with this.
Thank you.
Hannah Palmer Egan is a food writer for 7 Days. Thanks for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.